Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the time of year when you're trying to declutter your house, get everything ready, and just, you know, get rid of all the junk. And normally when you want to throw things out, you look at your spouse and you're like, you don't need that thing.
Right. It's easier to get rid of somebody else's stuff than it is your own. So one of the constant battles that goes on in my house, Anna, is that our kitchen, it's old, right? I mean, the house is updated, but the kitchen is not really. So the cabinets are small. So we've never got enough cabinet space. And my wife seriously has like 24, you know, of the stainless steel like tumblers, right? Like the Stanley cups. They're not all Stanley. She's got them from every weekend she ever went away with her girlfriends. Any place we've ever visited, she's got these custom ones. And I use like 3 on a daily basis. So I would love to get rid of these things, but she would never let me, of course. I asked her what it is that, you know, if she could get rid of anything that I own, just one thing with no questions asked, we could do a trade maybe. And this is what she said.
Can it only be one thing, or can it be like a whole outfit?
You know what's going to happen. If you say what this outfit is, they're going to make me wear this outfit.
Well, maybe Anna will burn it with me.
No. Yeah. If you're going to name what I think you're going to name.
Those green sweatpants with that terrible green t-shirt that looks like you're wearing a lanyard, but you're really not.
I mean, I love those sweatpants. They are my best fitting sweatpants. They are high quality Puma sweatpants.
Do they even make Puma anymore?
Like, wow. Wow.
It's hurtful to hear that, you know, your partner despises something that you enjoy so much.
Did you bring in the sweatpants?
I did not bring in the sweatpants. Not today, anyways.
You have to bring in the sweatpants tomorrow. I have to see them.
I'm just going to warn you that they are pajama sweatpants, so they're a little bit tight-fitting.
They fit you so well, Raven. They fit you so well.
I mean, they're cozy. I can tell you what, when they're cold out.
Yeah. Gail, how about you? You have something of your spouse you want to get rid of?
Yeah, about 100 of something. He is one of those people who, if he gets a cardboard box in the mail, which he always does because he orders everything from Amazon, he's like, oh, that's a great box. And then he needs to keep it.
That's a great box. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where there's this huge pile of boxes in our living room. And then I recently discovered there's this little like built-in bar in our house, opened it up, cardboard boxes just tumbled out of it.
This is like, crazy
like
to me.
Riches.
Wait a minute. I mean, the it's fact so that you have a mountain of boxes in your living room, like that would never happen in my house. If you have a box that it comes in from time to time, everybody has a box, comes in, everybody goes, wow, that's a nice box you got there.
Good looking box.
A good sized box, right? Like you can imagine something going in there. By the way, hardly ever the perfect size for your box. But when it is, when you're reboxing something, it's very satisfying. I understand that. But to have a pile of them in your living room, that's crazy
to
me.
It's huge. And it's all the time. And he's always like, well, as soon as I send out some of these things for the holidays, then it'll be gone. But like, there's always something coming up where he needs to keep his boxes.
I understand, though, because I get anxiety when I get like a good box, one that's not ripped or torn or wet or whatever. And then I have to just put it in the recycling. I'm like, man, like there's so many fun things I could have done with this box.
Seems wasteful, right?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
seems wasteful.
I could have stored stuff in this box. And if it's a really good box, I'll get the markers out and let the kids like, you know, make a spaceship.
Here we
or
go,
whatever.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Turn this into like a dollhouse. Let's go.
You know how many times Dakota's made one of those into the Titanic? I don't have the heart to tell her, you know, what happens. But she just believes all boats are the Titanic.
Yeah. Well, thankfully they're not.
Yeah.
Right.
What's that one thing that your spouse collects, has, wears that you just can't stand and you want to get rid of it? 1-800-330-9999. Even though you love your partner, sometimes they've got something, something they wear, something they collect, something that drives you crazy and you just want to throw it away.
When you live with somebody, you just see their stuff in front of you all the time.
Yep.
You're like, this stuff is unimportant. Let's get rid of this stuff.
1-800-330-9999. Dan, what's that thing?
Well, my wife collects a lot of crystals. She has them everywhere.
What kind of crystals?
Everything you can think of. Like, you know, she knows all the names of them, like citrine and pyrite and quartz
and everything. All these like little colorful rocks all over the house.
Oh, that's because she's because she needs the mystical powers. Yeah. Those kind of crystals.
It's the energy. It's the
yes.
energy.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I understand yeah. that. Yeah. Don't mess with those. Those are important.
Yeah, and right. you walk into a room and you just think to yourself, there are other uses for this shelf, right? There's something that I can put here. But she's convinced you so much about these crystals. She believes so much that you believe that if you move one, you may actually dislodge your whole thing. You know, your world may fall apart.
Exactly. I don't want to mess with the energies and the feng shui of the space. But at the same time, like, I have no place to put my laptop down when I need to work somewhere, you know, because there's a huge rock right here in front of it. Right.
Sometimes I walk by the store that I don't know if these stores are becoming a thing, but I've seen a few of them lately. They sell a lot of these crystals. Like, that's basically what they do. They're like
the ones that are like in the rocks.
Yeah, and they're
real
expensive.
Fancy looking.
So I saw one that I was like, oh, this is really pretty. I'm like, this would actually be awesome in my family room. And I looked, and it was $600. It's a $600 rock.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's got that purple crystal inside that I think is super cool. But I was like, I don't know if any rock is worth $600.
You should have a talk with the planet. Just make sure that they fire up the factory a little bit more. Come on, Earth. Mm. Don't be lazy. Let's flood the market with some more crystals. Costs will come down. It'll work for me.
Darren, what's the one thing your spouse owns that you want to throw out?
Her trolls dolls collection.
What?
You know those little troll dolls with the hair?
I love them.
I mean, right.
Oh.
But if you're, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 even.
Those are collector items.
I mean, at 40 years
old. Put them in the basement.
30 years old.
Put them in the basement. They're terrifying.
No, put
them
in a tote.
I don't like them in the house.
Put them in a tote somewhere and never look at them.
How many does she have?
She has like 30. Burn them.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're like their collector's things. For what? She's not going to make $1 million off these things.
You don't know that.
Oh, pack them up.
Oh, you've got all the Star Wars junk just because you don't like trolls all of a sudden. Now that's all right?
Having like 3 things is not.
Nothing in Star Wars has like soulless eyes. Okay? No.
I mean, Chewbacca, right? Yeah.
Chewbacca is beautiful.
Well, if she doesn't want them, I'll take them. Right?
What?
She wants them.
Imagine that explaining that to your husband. Yeah, some lady was getting rid of him. Yeah, some guy was getting rid of him for his wife. Seriously.
1-800-330-9999. What does your partner have that you want to throw out? What does your significant other have that you just want to throw away? This is the time where people are cleaning out their houses. Those clothing things that they wear that you can't stand, the things they collect, or like something they're holding on to for no reason, you just want to toss it in the trash.
Ask my wife, Alicia. It was easy for her to answer.
Can it only be one thing, or can it be like a whole outfit? Those green sweatpants with that terrible green t-shirt that looks like you're wearing a lanyard, but you're really not.
Riley, what do you have that you want to throw out that belongs to your spouse?
Oh, my God. My husband has this massive Lazy Boy chair that's been in our living room since his grandfather passed away. And it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen, but I feel like I can't say anything because it's like special to him and reminds him of his grandpa. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so bad and it doesn't go with anything.
My brother has one of those too, and I feel so bad for my sister-in-law. Yeah. And I'm like, well, he's your problem now. I spent the first 20 years of my life with him.
Was there another recliner in its space before he got it, or no? This was the first recliner.
No.
So here's the thing.
The first one.
Every household had a recliner in the 80s and 90s. Every father had one. And somehow, I don't know how you guys got organized, but nobody allows them in the house anymore at this point. Anytime that I would bring up a recliner, I have had recliners fall in my lap. I'm pretty sure I got one here at work. Remember? My wife will find a reason why that recliner can't be in the house. She'll just say, oh, it doesn't work there. You know, we need to be able to walk through here because of this. Suddenly I'll come home. Other pieces of furniture have been rearranged so that there's no geometric area this chair could exist. She doesn't say outright you can't have one, but I know that I can't have one.
She's a smart woman.
Yeah, there's like something.
She's the devil.
There's an aversion.
That's what she is.
There's an aversion to the recliner. Like, I wouldn't allow a recliner right now.
See? But you
I
wouldn't allow
because
it.
Because they're more modern versions of it. Like, I bought this beautiful, Like, it swivels and it leans back.
Yeah.
But if I had to put the feet up, absolutely not,
not
in this house.
No.
No. Your feet must remain on the ground at all times.
Why would you want your feet on the ground if you are swiveled and leaned back?
Well, you can get an ottoman, but the ottoman cannot be next to it. I don't know why it can't be connected. See, I don't know.
This is unbelievable.
Thank you. I'm also pro-ottoman.
I'm telling you. I don't know how it is that you all got on the same wavelength, but you did.
Yep. Women hate them. Jasmine, what's the one thing your spouse owns that you just want to throw it in the garbage?
Oh, my gosh. He bought this inversion table, the thing that makes you go upside down. He has, like, a really bad back. Anyway, he doesn't have back issues anymore, and it's huge. He needs to throw it out. It's taking up too much space.
One of the sweetest things my wife ever bought for me was an inversion table. It was when we first moved in together, and it was because my back was screwed up. And she brought it in. It was Christmas. I mean, a huge contraption, Anna. And I assembled it, and I stayed up late to do it. She had fallen asleep. And I went to hook it up right at that moment as I had completed the table, flipped upside down, and nearly rolled right out the sliding glass window. She was heartbroken when I told her that she had to take it back, that I would not be keeping the table. She was so upset with me.
I like to imagine you just stuck there upside down.
So does he use it? You hate this inversion table. It's in the house. Does he use it?
No, I use it for a drying mat, actually. I dry my, like, hand wash clothes.
Sure.
And I just, yeah, it's a drying mat.
Smart. Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with up to 100% leak protection, so you can do your sleep thing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save